This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA. Today we're in Petersburg, Huntington County, Pennsylvania. We're with Mike Maurer, who is on Maurer Farms here. Tell us a little bit about the farm, Mike.
Okay, well, I'm the sixth generation on this farm, milking cows. Have about 700 acres, milking about 400 cows. And we rent other grounds, so we're farming a total of 1,600 acres.
Why Huntington County? Why did your family settle here?
Well, we were originally from Chester County, and we were just getting pushed out with too many people, too hard to get around the roads with the equipment, and we couldn't afford to buy the land down there, so we came up here and bought here in Huntington County. It's just a nice rural area, and we love it here.
And for those that haven't been here, Huntington County is really ag-diverse with regard to livestock and dairy.
That's correct, yes, and there's a lot of crops grown here, too, a lot of crop farmers also. There's some hog operations and some chicken barns going in also.
Having that infrastructure probably is important to a farmer such as yourself, where you have a lot of pro-ag things going on, you have veterinarians, feed people at your disposal.
Yes, and we're real fortunate to be 20 miles from Penn State, so we can tap into them for, you know, help on different things.
And Mike, something very special is happening with you. Your cows are actually going to go to the Pennsylvania Farm Show, both to be shown traditionally and also for the calving corner. Tell us about that.
We agreed to take cows down to the calving corner. It's kind of a long process. We had to start out a year ago, making sure we had enough cows pregnant for that time to go. We're willing to do it because of educating the public on agriculture.
Will family members be at the show when your cows are at the calving corner?
Yes, there'll probably be at least one or two of us on hand, but the calving corner has regular staff there that'll answer questions and, you know, talk to the public.
Tell us a little bit about the prep work, because you got to get prepared for this to send those cows there.
Yeah, well, we had to make sure we had enough cows to go. When we're taking four, but we got like 20 cows that are pregnant for that week, so we're trying to pick ones that are going to calve there and not before we go. And also, we have to get vaccinations and shots and get prepared and get health charts before we can take the cows there.
It's kind of like a funnel, isn't it? I've talked to other producers like yourself who sent them to birthing centers, and you start off with 20, and then you get down to that number four because a lot of them really don't qualify, and you want to take the ones that are really going to work out well for the public.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, we bred like 30 cows, and of course, you only get about 20 of them pregnant, and then we came back a couple months later and ultrasounded them, and we had to kick some cows out because they were pregnant with twins, and we didn't want to take them down there just because it just increases the complications. So we try to take, you know, ones that are going to calve easy and you know, like they should, and we want to have a good image for the public. So
that's a great thing, and it ties into my next question about the public. Have you had any experiences that really said to you, that really rang home, said, we got to do this thing, we got to communicate with the public better about what we do?
Well, I don't know. I guess, you know, there's just a lot of people you talk to, they don't understand anything about agriculture, and so anything that we can do, regardless, you know, whether it's the calving corner or milk promotion or whatever, we have to educate the public on what we do. And, you know, we do a good job. We try to do as good job as possible to produce high-quality milk and produce it, you know, efficiently.
Yeah. So I know you're great supporters, your family is, of the Huntington County Fair, which is a very, very nice agricultural fair, correct?
That's correct. Yep. Yeah, the Huntington County Fair is one of the largest agriculture fairs in the state. And, we have, our kids show dairy there, grandkids show dairy there, and sheep and goats and hogs in the past, so they enjoy it, and it's good public relations.
Mike Maurer of Maurer Farms in Petersburg, Huntington County, Pennsylvania. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, John.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.